This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, we bring you another show filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and perhaps a little bit of gossip. Stay in, stay alive, and stay tuned to Joy. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online and available at joy.org.au, available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program, an eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. My co-host this morning is Tass. G'day, Tass.
G'day, Tass.
G'day, Macca. It's great to be back on the airwaves.
It's great to have you.
One of you guys has got a device on, so please put your devices on mute, chaps.
Okay.
There we go.
I think that's you, Macca.
Is it?
Yes, I've been sending you notes. So we're seriously multitasking this morning. We have a bit of software called Clean Feed. God knows what that does, but I can hear the show very clearly. We have FaceTime. We also have mobile phones. And we can see each other, which is amazing. In my study on this Paul.
And he's just put it on mute.
There you go.
I'm here in my study in St Kilda, watching the world go past, while Macca, you and Paul are sitting in separate studios, I believe, in Joy headquarters.
We are.
And Fiona is doing
social media.
Okay.
Clearly, Macca, distance is no longer a barrier, is it?
It isn't.
Getting an echo.
Just bear with me a sec.
Well, I can hear you very clearly, Macca. All I can say is it's great to be back here in the studio or back on the airwaves. I apologise for my leave of absence over the last few weeks. I had a shocking cold, but I can I can tell you very clearly that I did not have the dreaded lurgy.
You didn't.
No.
I know that you've been working very hard, Tass.
Yes, and I've been also working very hard. That's true.
I'm going to turn off the FaceTime, Tass, because it's echo.
Bye. So.
Who have we got today?
Right, well, we've got Misha Ketchell on, Macca. Misha Ketchell is coming in for two segments. Misha is a regular of ours. He's the editor of The Conversation. And we're going to be talking about lots of stuff with him, but we are going to talk about what happened during the week, which was the High Court's decision on the George Pell case, former Archbishop of the Catholic Church of Australia. And we're also going to talk about what's happening with democracy at the moment. Now that we're in this almost warlike, wartime environment lockdown, what is happening with democracy? Straight from there, Macca.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
I'm getting a lot of echo. I'm sorry.
I'm not. I'm hearing you very clearly.
We think it's coming from your end, so maybe it's not a quick look at all your devices to see if you've got the speakers off.
I have my FaceTime off. I have my mobile phone off. The only device that I have on is my laptop.
Oh. Okay, Mac.
Okay, Mac. Let's carry on with the show.
Yeah.
Is Deputy Police Commissioner, Victorian Police Commissioner, Shane Patton, from Victoria Police, and he's going to talk about the Victoria Police response to COVID-19, including trying to shed some light on what he thinks, or what the Victoria Police Force think, is occurring out in the community. Why are people not following the rules? Why are people choosing to disobey social distancing? And also to understand a bit more about what they're actually doing.
And I'm also interested to know
how many police officers
are actually infected.
Yes, of course, and what the impact has been on the police force itself. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Straight after the news, Macca, we're going to have the Victorian Minister for Health, Jenny Markakos, who'll give us a quick update on what's occurring with COVID-19. I'm particularly interested in exploring with her what this so-called flattening of the curve really means. What impact is that having? What do we think that's going to do, and where do we think it might land?
Look, I think one of the challenges is going to be we need one source of information,
and I think we're getting too many.
In our news feed.
So I say that if you're going to expose yourself to news and social media. Get a reliable source of information once or twice a day on COVID-19,
and I suggest that is your state or territory's Department of Health website.
What do you reckon?
What do you reckon?
I absolutely agree with that, Macca. I think that there are only two websites that you should be looking at. That's the Victorian government website, which is DHHS, Department of Health and Human Services. Its front page is completely devoted to this. And the other thing that you should also probably log on to is the Commonwealth Government's coronavirus app, which if you just do a quick search for coronavirus, I'm sure you could download it very easily. It actually has up-to-date information, including all news releases, any latest epidemiological data, advice, tips, symptom checklists, etc. It is actually very helpful, Macca.
I was just wanting to know, Tess, so how are you coping with, you know, this level of isolation? I know with your work that you're going out, you know, a little bit, but most of your work's being done from home, of course. How are you coping with it?
Not most, Macca. All of my work's been done from home at the moment.
Okay.
I haven't really left the house except for the weekly shop that my partner and I have been making, and we are exercising. We are doing a short walk around the block a couple times a day, but I'm keeping our social distance, etc. How are we coping? Look, to be quite frank, I have been pretty busy. That I've had back-to-back meetings, mainly using technology, you know, virtual devices, telephone. So that's been keeping me fairly preoccupied. Next week I have a round of meetings to attend, so there's a fair bit of preparation to do for that. So ordinarily what I would do is take my papers out, you know, into the gardens or off to the beach and do my reading there, but on this occasion I actually can't. So I need to do it from home. I'll probably sit in the garden if the weather's nice, and if not, I'll be sitting in my study.
Cool.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.